What the hell have you been doing in the offseason? What are you doing in training camp? What have you been doing that's getting prepared for this last week for the Green Bay Packers to come here? What were you doing?
When your day is long.
Look at what happened. Not prepared to play football.
In the night is yours alone.
I cannot believe how stupid. What game plan?
You're sure you've had enough.
Again, the 100th season.
This life.
When I go back and I looked at all the exhibition games, did you see our starters? All that shucking and jiving and laughing.
Don't let yourself go.
First quarter, no touchdowns. Second quarter, no touchdowns.
Everybody cries.
Third quarter, no touchdowns. Fourth quarter, no touchdowns.
Everybody hurts.
And you can't score one touchdown?
Oh, boy.
Thanks, OB.
Yeah. You know what? I have not spoken a single word out loud except in the car on the way out of the stadium last night that was being driven by Mikey. Remember I went with Mikey, Timmy, Tommy?
Yeah. Yep.
So, Mikey, I said, the last words I said were, turn on WGN. And that was it.
I did the same. I asked the cab driver, you know, I just said, hey, look, I got to listen. I know.
That was what was going on, and everybody just stopped. Actually, one of my favorite moments was in the post-game interview. One of the players said, because they were listening to the other station with, you know, the post-game, and I'm like, we can't listen to this anymore. We must listen to WGN.
Mm-hmm.
But
absolutely.
In the post-game, I don't even know who the player was. Kevin, you might know, whoever there was on the field doing the interview with radio, said, well, just tonight, we were on the wrong side of victory. No, you weren't!
Oh, gee.
No, you weren't!
Well, they lost, so he's not wrong,
well, they
right?
weren't close to victory. They weren't anywhere near victory. they were so far away from victory.
They were one touchdown away.
Yeah, but not really. I mean, did you see that mess?
Yeah,
they scored 3 points.
It felt like a wider point margin, considering how atrocious the offense was the entire game. Worst night went to Matt Nagy, followed by the offensive line, followed by Mitch Trubisky. It was all around collectively horrendous from the Bears' offense last night. The worst game for Matt Nagy with the Bears since he joined the team. Probably Mitch Trubisky's worst start of his career. And I don't know what happened to the offensive line last night, but those are veterans. Those are guys who were all there together last season and did just fine. And they were completely dominated by the Packers front.
Did you notice, I want to call everyone's attention, and certainly our viewers on CLTV, that you and I are both wearing all black today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was not planned.
No.
It was just
Morning.
The way we both felt.
Right. I actually, while driving down Lakeshore Drive last night, north on Lakeshore Drive, I literally bolted out of the back seat of the car and ran toward the lake. And actually, Timmy and Tommy had to run out of the car and grab me and pull me back. And I was like, I don't want to live anymore.
It was like a funeral. I was at the game also, and it was literally like a funeral. People were sad. There was one guy, I saw him, he ran down and he threw his jersey onto the field and took off to leave the stadium. I've never seen that before.
That's expensive.
Exactly. That's an expensive jersey. And he just threw it. And he just yelled something that I didn't hear, but even if I could, I probably couldn't repeat it. And then he took off. And stormed out of the stadium.
One sliver of good news, the defense hasn't missed a step. They looked exactly dominant, just like last year. If you hold Aaron Rodgers to 203 yards passing, they did have the 147-yard pass and the touchdown pass. But other than that, the defense was just as good as they were last year. The offense, we were standing around after the game.
Scratching
a couple
your
head. Of us reporters yeah. going.
Yeah, we reporters, yep. Big deal.
We're going, yep. What the hell is that?
Well, let me ask you a question. How did Green Bay's defense get so good? Was that a surprise to
everyone?
Well,
they added some pieces. And, you know, that's a good question, Anna, because I think that you do have to give them some credit because I think they game planned perfectly. There was some smack talk after the game with one of the defensive players from the Packers saying we thought we had a good shot if we just let Mitch Trubisky be the quarterback, basically saying if we put a lot of pressure on Trubisky. And they did. They got a pass rush without having to blitz too much. And they sat back and said, Mitch, try to beat us, and you can't, and it's not all on Mitch. Like, he was bad, no doubt about it, but the game plan wasn't there. Very questionable play calling. The receivers weren't getting separation. It was just collectively horrendous from the offense.
Matt Nagy says you can't panic, Ro. And I think he was talking directly to you when he said that. I mean, he just threw it out there. It was one little thing. Others wouldn't have noticed it during the news conference. I did. I thought he was speaking directly to you, telegraphing.
I did.
Can't panic. It's just the first game.
Honest to God, I'm running down Lakeshore Drive last night. Like, I was so excited. But I was nervous. And Kevin is right about this, that I was trying to project my nervousness and angst and fear onto him.
You were, onto everybody. Yes, well, in all fairness, you were right. So
it's true.
You were right to be nervous, I suppose.
Thank you, Lauren.
You were sensing something in the universe.
Thank you.
That might be the first and only time I ever say that.
Right.
But Ro's nervous before every game.
That's
it's true. Just what sort of level of nervousness?
It's hard to differentiate.
I'm nervous before the Ohio State Akron game. That's how that goes. But I'm.
I mean, I'll say this. Okay, yeah. We're in the same position we were in essentially after week one of last year.
But
we looked a lot better though.
Yeah,
in that game.
Week one of last year. That was the best loss ever for the Bears in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, I think it validated a lot of the thoughts we had going into last season where everyone's like, the Bears be good. But we're like, you know what? They're on the fringe. The defense has got some playmakers. They just got Khalil Mack. Maybe the offense makes some strides. And we saw all flashes of that. So I think this loss to me, first of all, losing on the stage that it was almost like embarrassing. You know, Matt Nagy walks in with a Papa Bear hat. They're all hyping the thing. And it's just embarrassing on offense. It was like, did you guys prepare for this game? So I think...
Now you sound like my chem teacher in high school. Did you even prepare for this test? Did you even prepare?
I studied on the bus ride to school. That's about it, teach. But I think that's the one thing that does... I think there should be some concern about the offense where it looks so bad. But there is so much talent on the offense that it's like there's no way it could be this bad.
Okay, well, no one... I'll tell you the nice thing.
It's not an ideal week, too. You got Vic Fangio, your former defensive coordinator at Denver.
Nothing will happen there.
8-8. I told you, if they lose, they're 8-8, and they lose their first four. So
the season's over.
Yeah.
Texter reminding us from 678, only points scored were by the kicker that everyone was worried about and panicking
about. And then what did I kick again? Now that is wrong.
Mistake.
I'm now just channeling OB, who, by the way, will be joining us at 4:40 today.
Oh, I can't wait.
So prepare yourself for that, for broken furniture and all the rest of the things that are going to happen. But can I just say that if you don't trust a kicker to kick a 51-yard field goal in a low-points game where you have a defense as dominant as they are?
And you really need
it. In the beginning of the third quarter, right? Wasn't that when they made that decision?
I think so, yeah.
It's like, why would you... What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, God.
I love that sound from OB earlier. They didn't score in the first. They didn't score in the second. They didn't score in the third.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
And some mistakes were made, too. We can say that.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think some mistakes were made?
There were some. I literally turned to the people next to me who are season ticket holders, and they're guys in their 60s and 70s, and I said, have you ever seen a first and 40 before? And they're like, no, never.
That's true.
And I know it has. I've gone back and people have found that, yes, it did happen here and there in the NFL. 1994 was the last time or so. I don't know. But it first and 40.
It was actually first and 41. It was second and 41 at a point,
and
right?
And it was third and 40. And then Matt Nagy says, I don't have a play for that. Well, no one had a play for that. Who has a play for that? How do you get there, right? That's the question.
How about you just run your third and 10 play three times? Why don't you just try that and see what happens?
Deep breaths.
My
it's Friday.
God.
My neck is starting to hurt again.
I know. I'm getting getting tense.
Am I right to be nervous now, Kev? Can I be nervous?
A little nervous.
All right.
Not overly nervous.
Okay.
We should have like one of those, what's the nervous scale for Ro? Like green to yellow to
the
orange.
The panicometer. Panicometer.
Yeah. Like, we know you're always nervous, but what level of nervousness are you at right now? Would you say you're like orange right now? Like if we went
red,
red would be the worst.
Red would be the worst.
Yeah.
You know what I am?
Green would be everyday regular road nervousness.
Okay. And then yellow is then a little more, and then orange.
Yeah,
I'm a very deep orange right now.
Borderline red.
Right. Kind of a tangerine kind of a color. sort of, I don't know, fuchsia. I don't know what the hell the color scale is. But I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't good. All right, Demetrius Ivory's going to get us ready for the weekend. I don't even know if I want to have a weekend.
At least we had a nice night last night.
Well,
beautiful,
right?
Outside.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and we want to find out how much more lovely weather there is left.
Yeah, because today, though, although, right? I mean, today you wake up, it was like, I looked outside of it. Is it snowing? Because it's like that white sky, you know, that you get. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh my God! I think we're in the middle. I think it's January now.
Yeah, all of Chicago is depressed.
I like the weather like this. I think it's reflecting how all of us are feeling today. And the weather like that was like this after the game won last year. I swear to God, because I remember having this conversation saying, I'm glad I woke up to a gloomy day, because if it was bright and sunny, I'd be like, no, this day stinks. Give me the gray and the rain and the windy. I don't need sunny skies.
Who needs them?
It's fitting right now.
It's overrated.
Are you wearing all black too, Kevin?
No, but I was considering putting on a gray or a black sweatshirt, but I thought that
I don't see what Lauren's wearing here because we're in the camera, so it's gray, right? Oh, you're wearing a socks?
Okay.
Do.
Okay.
I'm going back to my other team.
Attention to something else.
Oh, very interesting. All right. Okay.
They'll be all right.
Scott, by the way, just a point the socks. Scored a full touchdown yesterday in their game, right?
Yeah, and they can do it.
They scored 7 points.
Oh, they did.
I don't know why it is that the Bears couldn't score an additional 7 points on top of the three. I don't know why they couldn't do that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. I can't even go to Kim.
You have to say my name. I know it. I feel like
Kim.
A total outcast on this show today.
She's being very respectful, though. She could be smushing our faces.
She, who has no name, shall now share with us the news headlines.
As more and more people get sick from vaping, the CDC issuing a new warning today. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
Because you had a bad day, take one down, sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know.
Demetrius Ivory, WGN TV News. I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it anymore.
Oh, man. No, no.
No. It was a perfect night, too. I don't know. It was absolutely perfect.
Except.
Light winds. There wasn't anything that was going to cause any kind of a trouble. It was like a perfect 67.5 degrees.
I know.
It's like the perfect weather to sit in the world. I think about the perfect weather to play football.
Well, what point did you get that feeling where, that sinking feeling?
About 4 minutes into the game.
Oh.
That was pretty early.
I made it to right after halftime. I made it. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is actually the game. This is the game.
Well, let's not forget the first few minutes were like electric. When they were shutting down, you know, those first few drives, Aaron Rodgers had negative 12 yards. It was like, this is incredible. That's our defense.
Yeah. Okay. It didn't end so well. Okay. So let's talk about the weekend because I really appreciate when you do this in your weather forecast. You talk about Friday night football and what it's going to be like for those fans and families out there, because that is, you know, that people are out. I mean, the more people are outside on a Friday night in the fall than any other time of the year, probably, right?
They care. I want to win them in fall, and then, you know, hopefully they'll be around for rating. You know, that's what I think.
I see what you're doing there. All right, so what does tonight look like?
So tonight we're looking at some clouds, maybe a sprinkle, and that's about it. A light shower is going to be possible, but that's about it. The low temperature down to 59 degrees, so kind of I'd say a pretty good night.
Mm-hmm.
Not as good as last night, but still okay.
All right.
Partly sunny on Saturday. We got comfortable temperatures. The high temperature's up to 74. Saturday night, cloudy conditions. I think rain, but probably late Saturday night when only the late folks are still up, the after hours folks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who those are. I'm with my photographer, Sean Maroney, and he says that he's telling me some stories about you, though.
Oh, Sean. Oh, my God.
Anything good,
Demetrius,
you want to share with us?
No.
I'm transcribing everything he's saying.
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. Sean and I had a few capers back in the CNN days.
Capers, yes. Yeah. He said you had a few capers back in the sand. Yeah,
Don't repeat whatever he says. Where was I?
Forecast. Then Sunday will be cloudy. This comes our way. A chance for showers on Sunday. Monday we start to warm up, though. Monday will be at 76. Tuesday up to 86 degrees. Partly cloudy with an isolated thunderstorm. So looking pretty good. Right now I'm at Winamax Stadium for Sullivan versus DePaul College Prep. The game starts at 4:15. We're going to be doing weather from here, guys, coming up just a bit.
Oh, yeah. I think that is just brilliant because that is the one thing that is so huge in this metropolitan area and yet is so underserved by local television.
It's true.
I agree. I agree. I think there's just so many schools to get to, so bad traffic that you would need an army of folks to cover it. So, you know, we're doing the best we can to get wherever we can.
Yeah, but also, and there's big games. There are featured games that, and every weekend there's some gigantic rivalry, you know, in the western suburbs or the deep western suburbs, you know, the Wabanse Valley or something like that. We get really great. And in the Catholic League, look, every night, it's every, you know, like every Friday, there's some, or Saturday morning, there is some crazy game between two Catholic schools that have hated each other for 130 years. Which I don't think is very Christian, but that's a separate issue.
No, yeah, this one is probably not as hated. I mean, it's public league, public school versus Catholic school.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, I think DePaul College Prep is fairly new program. So, you know, that's, I don't think they've got the 100-year tradition. You go to
probably not yet.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to go down to, you know, Marist versus Rita. You know, I don't want to be around for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, but that's the thing where you got to wear the right colors and all that stuff. What I'm trying to do, Ro, is just get that Bears game out of my mind.
So, yes, I understand.
Right, watch
that.
Some kids.
You know?
Right.
So yeah, watch the kids. You know, I'm sure they'll execute and throw to each other real easily.
And there's
always
one kid on every in every game, every high school game, where you go, oh my God, he's so much better than everybody else on the field. Right, there's always one kid, and you're like, "Where did that kid come from?" And it's like there, and you know that that's some kid that's going to be playing, you know, on ESPN on Saturdays in a year or two.
So. Right now, I think I see him. He looks like he's on stilts. Yes. Compared to everybody.
Big guy.
Yeah, there's always one. All right, and if anybody, by the way, if you see a good kicker, let Matt Nagy know. Maybe he'll have more trust in him.
I will. All right, I'm going to continue my investigative reporting on your CNN days.
And, I got to go.
Yeah, let us know, Demetrius. Can you report back, please?
Wow. Yeah.
Laws were broken, Anna.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Well, says you owe money.
Yeah, and certainly traffic laws were broken. I can assure you that because Sean was driving.
Really?
I got to go. Bye.
All right, got to go.
Bye, Demetrius.
All right.
Sounds juicy.
I don't recall any of it. Well, we actually don't recall any of it. All right, we got the news right now with she who shall not be spoken of today, with the news at the bottom of the hour. Kim. Pro Con Show with Anna DeVlantis. 720 WGN, WGN everywhere, and all the places you can find, which means all the places you can find us on the World Wide Web or an app, the WGN app, which is awesome.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Or a smart speaker like Mary Pat.
Exactly. Hey, Mary Pat. Hey, Mary Pat, play WGN. Hey, Mary Pat, play Cochran. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
I hope they start selling those.
I think, can't you change your smart speaker's name? Wake up.
I think you can.
Yeah. I think you can. I think you do.
So you can call it Mary Pat.
Yeah, if I'm going to do that, I am doing that. I'm changing it to Mary Pat.
Maybe it could be like Waze. You get it, give it different accents to talk to you in.
Yeah.
That would be really
like a Chicago accent,
yeah,
maybe.
Exactly.
I'd like Mary Pat to
talk
to
you. Make Mary Pat.
Right, exactly. Hey, Catherine's not on today.
Can we have you talk in a Beverly accent, please?
It's that the Justin Kaufberg's in.
Going to the game with Timmy, Tommy, and Mikey. All right, Mary Pat, where do we park?
I honest to God did bolt out of the car on Lakeshore Drive last night. I'm not kidding about that.
What do you mean on Lakeshore Drive?
I did,
how could you have done that?
Because I left my car here and I wanted to come back and get my car, and they were like, "Oh, we'll drive you home." I go, "I'm not driving home." I'm getting out of here. I'm walking.
You had to blow
911 dispatch. There's a grown man crying, running down the street. I'm not sure if he needs help.
Boy, I would love to listen to some of the scanner traffic from last night, because I witnessed several grown men crying, praying, doing a lot of things they probably don't normally do in their anguish.
Right. It wouldn't be praying if their wife got a cold, but they wouldn't
no.
be.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But here we are. This is where we sit.
Timmy, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Bro, get in the car. I can just hear it. Trying to get you back in.
All right. It's Lauren's list, and that's the list that I've been on since she's been here, basically.
You're on that list.
I'm on that list, and now, and Kevin's on that list. And you're not really on that list. I don't know how you were able to avoid it, but...
I don't talk through her entire segment. Every time
we're adding commentary, that's all we're doing.
We're also telling our own stories along the way. We're making it about us, right? You know what? We're making it our own.
We're like Alan Chris from Sunday Night Football, just documenting the list, adding some insight, some analysis.
Yes, that's what.
Thank God
doing.
You don't dress like them. They have those weird matching outfits.
All right, what do you got going this weekend?
Well, we could all use a beer after last night's game, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. Well, the Chicago German American Oktoberfest is all weekend. Yes, so obviously getting kind of in the gear of Oktoberfest season. I know there are a few of them. So this one is over in Lincoln Square, off Lincoln Avenue in Leland. But obviously a lot of authentic German beer, German food, dancing, outfits. It's free to go there. It starts today at 5, goes to 11, Saturday 12 to 11, and Sunday 12 to 10. A really good time. I love checking out different Oktoberfest kind of festivals. There's also one in Itasca this weekend, by the way. That's Friday and Saturday. But I hear really good things about this one.
This one is great. I've been to this one. This one's really great. And then late at night, around 11 o'clock, when the yards of beer have been consumed, they invade Milwaukee Avenue. It's to try to invade the Polish Fest. It's the strangest thing. I don't know what it's all about. They're always one six-pack away from invading Poland anyway. That's how it goes. All right.
Well, they can't go to Milwaukee right now. There is something going on over there, but I'll get to that later.
All right, okay.
But also, if you're looking for something outside the city, Orion's been talking about this all week. Sandwich Fair is going on in DeKalb County, so that started Wednesday. It will go through Sunday. That's a great time. You got carnival games, fair food, grandstand shows, tractor pulls, demolition derby, and of course, cute farm animals. Who doesn't love farm animals? That's grounds open every day at 8 a.m. The buildings open at 9. If you go to tonight, you can watch Scotty McCreery at 7 p.m.
Oh.
I don't know if you're a country fan, but I think he was on American Idol.
He was. He had a very deep voice for such a little guy.
Oh, right.
Remember that guy? Like,
oh,
he starts singing. You're like, really? That's coming out of that guy?
It's like if Orion were singing.
Yes, he has Orion's maybe Orion
voice.
Can sing
can you
with
him.
Find me some Scott McCreary. Guy's going to be at, what
yeah.
is it?
7 p.m. at Sandwich Fair.
Sandwich
tonight.
Fair. All right.
Yeah, he's the doo-doo-doo-doo. What's that song?
That's his favorite. Yeah,
we're gonna find it right now.
I would know it. Yeah.
So, isn't this? This is very down home right here. Whatever's happening.
Oh yeah.
So like, and you're like eating a fried pork sandwich while you're petting. Well, you're looking
petting
at
the pig.
Like you're looking at the pig display, the little piglet display. It's good eating. I'm gonna tell your cousin good eating.
Oh, I would feel bad about that.
Yeah, I would feel bad about that.
And I think the pig knows too. To write a tune, started strumming this little groove. I could have wrote about love or money, something sad or something funny. But hey, what's so wrong? All right.
That's awesome.
He sounds so old, and
doesn't
he's not.
He's 25.
Right. Yeah, I was going to say.
And he's been in the business for like 10 years.
Goodness. That is crazy. Well, if country music is not your thing, the Throwback Music Fest is all weekend. That's over at Gladstone Park. So that's the one off Milwaukee Avenue. So that's a suggested $5 donation. It starts in 15 minutes, actually. We'll go from 4 to 10:30 tonight.
I think I'll head over there now. Now that I ran out of a moving car last night, I think I'm going to run over there.
Yes, good idea. Maybe some retro tunes will calm you down
a little. Like, what kind of retro tunes?
I saw that there's, like, a Queen cover band. They're going to have a lot of more 80s, 90s type things. But there's also going to be arts and crafts, kids' activities, beverage tents. And on Sunday, there's going to be a classic Cars display. So, if you're into that.
Sometimes you go and you see these bands that are tribute bands, and you're like, wait a second, isn't that? And then it's the same band you saw the night before that was like the all 80s band. And then you go, oh, wait, then somebody else goes, that was the 1970s band from last weekend. It's like the same guy.
They just keep changing
the playlist.
Change the style up a little bit.
And you're like, hey, wait a second. What is the Mercury Rising, I think, is the big Queen band here, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think it's them, though.
All right.
Because
they are good. There's a couple spectacular tributes.
Yeah, on their website, they have the list of everybody broken down. But
All right. And where is that? You said it's at...
Off on Milwaukee, Gladstone Park. Milwaukee Avenue is closed from Elston to Peterson for that.
Okay. Oh, but pretty far up.
Yeah. It's a pretty big thing. Again, it's all weekend. They're going to get a lot of foot traffic over there. So,
all right.
Be aware of that if you're driving in the area, for sure.
And there won't be a farm animal staring at me there.
No.
Upset that I'm eating his
sandwich.
Mom, right? Sort of like, no.
Bacon on a stick.
Yeah, there won't be that. There may be some, you know, some other wildlife from Chicago that's like looking at you going, if you drop that, I'm going to eat it. But yeah, go ahead.
Something more up your alley and great for people that couldn't make it for the Aaron Waters show or, you know, were kind of disappointed that it was so crummy outside. The Northern Illinois Air Show is Saturday. So you can bring your own chairs, watch the planes. There's non-alcoholic drinks for sale. So apparently not necessarily your thing, Ro, because...
Why would I do that? Where is that going to be?
That is over... Let's see. Oh, I just had this down here. Let me get to that.
Is this the Rockford one? This is not Rockford, is it?
No.
All right.
Right now, I could tell you that there's an A-10 demo team. I don't know what that is. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So as well as an Air Force Heritage Formation flight, mm-hmm. There's P-51s.
Right.
There's also a display of a Navy Legacy Formation flight with a T-45 Goshawk. I don't know these things.
Goshawk. Mm-mm.
I don't either. Goshawk. Okay. And then they have the BD-5 microjet.
Sure, why not?
Little Devil.
Yeah.
You're a James Bond fan, right?
That's how I get to work every day.
You're a James Bond fan, right?
Yeah.
It was in the one I shouldn't say on air because I feel like
Octopussy?
It's... Octopussy?
That's an actual name of a movie.
I know, but it just...
It does, yeah.
It gets me.
Which movie was it?
Octopussy. You know, in England, that means something totally different.
It does.
Yeah.
Totally does.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was in that movie, so it's why they call it made famous
say
by
fanny
that.
Packs is not... They don't like the name that.
Right.
The fanny packs is
Octopussy
offensive
Octopussy all
to them.
Day long. Fanny pack,
fine.
Forget about it.
Just strange.
Mary Pat, who starred in Octopussy?
Mary Pat, what's a fanny pack?
Mary Pat, where can I get a new fanny pack? Call Amazon, get me a fanny pack.
Why don't they like that name in England? Okay, so this is over by Waukegan National Airport.
Okay, Waukegan,
Beach
okay.
Road. Yes.
Got it. Yeah, I got
Sorry about that.
Yes.
But you cannot bring pets. Keep that in mind. Gates open at 9:30 and everything starts at noon. So if you want to check that out.
A stray dog on the runway. Whiskers, back here! Whiskers!
Come! A dog named Whiskers.
Whatever. What's the dog
It's interesting.
Name?
Max, Spike,
Lucy.
Spot.
Lucy, get back here!
Kevin was only allowed to have hamsters growing up.
We always had dogs.
Oh, gosh. While Ro is losing it over there.
Whiskers would be like a cat, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Whatever, you get it.
You should probably also not bring any pets to the Revolutionary War reenactment and grand encampment, which is going on.
Oh, no,
Saturday
no.
Whiskers,
Sunday.
Get off the soldier! Whiskers, off the soldier!
You gave away our spot!
Or what about, you could do one of those war dog movies, though, right? You know, where there's a German Shepherd, you know, it's the hero of World War I. He saved everybody in the trench.
Always
from
a sad
mustard
ending,
gas.
Though.
Yes, but it's revolutionary.
It's sad in the kids.
Right, it ate the mustard gas canister.
Oh, gosh. So this is in Wheaton, free to go. You get a feel for camp life, experience a battle, with no pets, obviously.
What is it? This is actually what kind of
a Revolutionary War reenactment.
Oh, she says that right off the top.
I'm not listening.
Thank you.
Wait, hold on. Is Thomas Jefferson going to be at this thing?
Ask John Williams. I don't know.
Pet
that
dog's gnawing on the ankle of a soldier.
My goodness,
Ricky, get back here.
Bro, you're losing it.
Yeah. Didn't take long, did it? Oh, my gosh. That's Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 in Wheaton. Oh, my God. I've gone through, four events?
I know. This is how it always
four
goes.
Events.
This is how it always goes. Kevin and Ro lose it somewhere in between.
I love a Revolutionary War reenactment.
You are crying. What is so funny about Revolutionary War reenactment?
Oh my God, have you ever seen one where the guy like fakes like he's dead? Like they stand there and they shoot each other and then half the guns don't work, right?
And they take it very seriously.
And, that guy grabs his chest and falls down on the ground, and he has to stay there. Now, here's the worst part. The guys who are get killed, and it's all predetermined, that guy has to lie there for like an hour in the ground.
So, yeah, you really don't want the dog coming up and licking your face. You're like, go away, Ag,
right.
Go away.
Get away. I mean, there's like a worm crawling up your nose. You're supposed to sit there and act like nothing's going on.
You got maggots on your fake wounds.
Right.
Leave it. We'll go hardcore here.
I know. It's like a whole thing.
Oh,
and every
gosh.
And all the and when they're all around, if you're downwind, they smell like cat pee. Because
what?
That's like, yeah. Because a cat's like for generations, cats have been peeing on those uniforms.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're losing me, man. Okay, since we're already almost out of time, I'll go through a few quick ones.
Yeah.
Chicago's historic Route 66 Classic Car Show is Saturday. That is free over off West Ogden. Scandinavian Day Festival Sunday in South Elgin. There's the DeKalb
Kite Fest.
Donald
Trump likes
Fest.
That one. Yeah.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
DeKalb Kite Fest is Sunday. That's 11 to 4. And if you want to do any running, the Run Mag Mile is Saturday at 7 a.m. So you can
run
down.
Oh, yeah. Right there. I already ran Lakeshore Drive last night. I don't need to run the Mag Mile.
Yeah, but this one will be closed for you. Yeah.
How long is that run, does it say?
There's a 5K and a 10K part, so you could do either.
What part of Michigan Avenue did they close down?
They didn't give specific breakdowns. It just says closes Michigan along with adjacent streets in Grant Park.
I think they should run it between 69th and 81st, and I'll tell you, it'd be the fastest race.
Would that still
ever
be part of the
Avenue.
Run Mag Mile?
It's a mile.
Oh gosh!
Yeah.
And the final thing, because this is way up my alley, and I think a lot of other people would enjoy this at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on Sunday. The Game of Thrones live concert experience is happening.
What happens there?
So the orchestra plays the music while they play stuff on the video board. Yeah,
like a real episodes and stuff.
I don't think they're going to be playing full episodes. They'll kind of have clips going, like intermixing, so they could play different songs.
How about when Jon Snow stabs Daenerys? We're gonna watch. We're gonna have to.
Damn it! Spoiler!
Wow!
I was gonna get to Game of Thrones this weekend. Forget it now.
Yeah, really.
You should get to the reenactment instead, and you go up and you find out if they smell like cat pee because they do.
Oh my gosh!
They do.
I don't know where you get these things.
Well, because, those are things that sit in the attic, and then they get passed on from generation to generation, and then there's always one generation that's got cats that like to pee on and everything. That's why.
Whiskers gets in the costume closet.
Finally, Whiskers does make an appropriate appearance on this show. All right.
So, obviously, you can watch the post on WGNRadio.com to get more event info and closures, things like that.
Okay.
Since we never get through even half the list.
That's where you find it.
All right. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Bartolini's Restaurant, family-owned and operated, best Italian cuisine in Chicago. We had it yesterday. It's amazing.
Oh, they were so good.
They deliver. They ship to all 50 states. They got the 10-pound meatball sandwich challenge. Their newly renovated bar and dining room offers 24 beers on tap, including many local brews. Visit Bartolini's.com.
And then they got that raspberry habanero barbecue sauce, which is delicious.
Hey, Mary Pat, I need to get the raspberry habanero sauce from over by Bartolini's. Tell Amazon. All right, let's, coming up, we've got Kim Gordon with the WGN News from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, and then Etta Bradovich in the 4 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. What do we got going, Kim?
Senator Durbin calling on the acting director of the FDA to take action against vaping. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
I'm really glad that CLTV covered that last hour. So now there's forever in the archives and on its way to Mars are pictures of me crying. Laughing so hard at the concept.
You needed to laugh.
Yeah. Well, if I don't laugh, who can handle any of this anymore? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, we were all in such a good mood yesterday.
We were. Pumped.
Edna Bradovich is going to join us at 4:40. He's got thoughts on what happened last night. You heard them after. And oh, my God. Oh, my God. But before we do that, there is a serious story. We are going to have Dr. Mark Sala, the pulmonologist from Northwestern, on to talk about this vaping situation. If you know somebody, your kids, anybody who is who vapes, they got to stop right now until they figure this out. And, you know, if it means they got to go back to cigarettes, you know, so be it. But you cannot vape right now because there is some serious stuff. I have a friend whose son just went through this. You know, after
very scary.
This is affecting. There's 435 cases that have been called exactly on this. There are thousands more.
And the issue is, and I know we'll talk about this, is there's sort of a mystery about the why part of it, right. Why it's impacting them so quickly, and after picking it up, after doing vaping, it, you know, it's not over the course of years. It's more rapidly that it's causing these pulmonary issues.
So we'll get some information from Northwestern coming up right after. The news. Chicago stories are told 24/7 at 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN radio on TuneIn. Kim Gordon has the news at 4 o'clock. Brocon Show with Anna DeVlantes right here on 720 WGN.
Yes.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
So right. How's your Friday?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Before we get, Ed Obradovich is going to join us in a few minutes. I was just saying to Mr. Manley, our boss.
Yeah.
Very scary guy, by the way.
He is
Ed Obradovich, listening to him last night after the game, he reflects. What he does is he lets you, as the grieving fan, off the hook. Because he wears all of the emotion. And he expresses it in such a beautiful way and makes you feel just better. It's cathartic for you just to listen.
There's no question it's cathartic. No question.
Because there's a guy more mad than you are about it.
And more knowledgeable about everything. Right. So he's just passionate about the sport, passionate about these Bears. Yeah. And he comes from a place where he doesn't want to be a criticizer. He wants them to win and be great.
Because he, you know, bleeds blue and orange.
He does.
All right. But on a serious note, I want to do this story for you first, because this is really, really, really something that is critically important and people need to know about it right now. This is this vaping story where we have had hundreds of confirmed cases of what doctors are referring to as chemical pneumonia. Isn't that right, Dr. Sala? Mark Sala is with us from, he's the pulmonary specialist for Northwestern Medicine. And it's unclear what the exact cause of this is, but we're getting a little closer, right?
That's right. So as you guys may be aware, the CDC released a new press release today saying that there was over 450 probable cases of vaping or e-cigarette-related lung injury and respiratory distress that were over 33 different states reporting this from public health departments to them.
Right. Now, generally, when the public health departments are reporting this, that number is probably... it might be a couple weeks old because they have to confirm the cases, right? I mean, you see this all the time in flu season where the numbers are probably much higher than what their CDC is saying right now. And you know, a couple weeks, we'll know what the real extent of it is.
Sure. The initial cases were reported over the summer in Illinois and Wisconsin, actually. And since then, we've just seen an uptick in the number that have been reported, largely due to probably more awareness of the potential problem that's at hand. And so more doctors are being asked to report the cases to their health departments and then thereby get it to the CDC over time.
Have you seen any cases?
I have not actually seen any cases.
It's there's an 18-year-old teen from Gurnee who was very outspoken from his hospital bed talking about how he had this sudden onset of a severe sort of lung pulmonary issue. And there was the quote that I remember. He said, "My lungs are like a 70-year-old's." He's 18. And this was such a serious and sudden onset. That's what seems to characterize these cases. Isn't that right?
There's a wide variety of severities that have come about in the reports, some of which are just symptoms ranging from shortness of breath and low oxygen levels all the way to requiring life support and some cases that have potentially been linked to death.
Yeah, the Minnesota case just in the last hour or so has been reported as the fourth nationwide death tied to vaping. in addition to those 450 cases that you mentioned of people who have some sort of issue. The first mention I've heard, though, today of this, the vitamin E oil that they're looking at as a potential issue here. Have you heard about this?
I have, and I'll tell you that a lot of this is very much preliminary data. You're basing this on a lot of cases that have been reported, and still the jury is very much out on what exactly is linking all of the cases, if any one source is potentially linking them. Remember that e-cigarettes contain a lot of different potential chemicals in them, not just nicotine. And actually, there was a New England Journal article released today that suggested that a lot of cases that they had seen in Illinois and Wisconsin early on were associated with the fact that people had put THC or marijuana-based oils within the vaping device, which is not, of course, sanctioned by the manufacturer, but a lot of the cases had that in common, actually.
So let's talk about oils. One of the things that I was reading about this morning in terms of this vitamin E supplement that can be in is the fact that this is like a almost a waxy oil, and that when it is, it shouldn't be inhaled, because when it gets inhaled, it basically coats the bronchi, right? And that makes it harder to breathe. Isn't that one of the mechanisms that they're looking at here?
Right. So vitamin E may have a couple of different mechanisms, but at minimum, we know that inhaling oils or waxy substances can be associated with something called lipoid pneumonia. And lipoid pneumonia is a very serious condition, but at least that might be one common denominator amongst some of these cases. So using THC-based oils or waxes could certainly have that in common as well. There's a lot of potential chemicals within there that could be adding up as a synergy, or could be uniquely associated with some of these problems.
But let's talk a little bit about that type of pneumonia, though, because I think in order to get the attention of people, because I have a friend whose son is just today being released from the hospital in South Florida after 3 weeks being on life support, being in an induced coma to get him through this, and with a feeding tube. I mean, it was 19-year-old kid, life or death. He's from here, and he's going to live, but he's going to have to go through rehab for his lungs. He's got a lot of work ahead of him to try to regain the function that he once had, if he ever does. And this was the type of pneumonia that he had, as you're describing. And this is a really, really, really incredibly horrifying thing to go through for the patient, isn't it?
Yeah, so again, there could be all sorts of different levels of severity of this, but at the extreme, which is what you're describing, as someone on life support, including mechanical ventilation and potentially other forms of support. So it could be the long haul for some people. I think that, again, the jury's still kind of out on what exactly is causing it, but I think that from a cautionary perspective, the CDC and many other physicians have come out as saying that, look, if you're going to smoke e-cigarettes, at least don't modify it, don't include any oils, don't include any other substances in there that don't already come with it and aren't being advertised as being used in the e-cigarettes. I think that that's at minimum. Obviously from a pulmonologist perspective, combusting and inhaling anything is probably not a good idea. But this is kind of where we're at right now, though, with the current information.
Right.
So it is still very much a mystery, you could say, right? The CDC is saying stop it until we figure out what it is. They believe it's some sort of chemical that is possible cause here that people are adding or using, whether it's vitamin E or something else. But it just seems as if no one really knows. So the best advice that we're hearing is just stay away from it. You don't want to be in this situation.
You have a lot of heterogeneity among the cases, and they're still trying to find something that unifies them, if it's only one thing at all, actually. And so what they're dealing with is a lot of data and a lot of need for follow-up observations on this.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Mark Sala from Northwestern. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Sala.
Thank you.
Northwestern Medicine.
Unbelievably scary,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, my friend called me yesterday morning and told me the story.
Oh.
And he'd been down in South Florida taking care of his son. And, it came back. Mom is still down there and, helping get him out. He's got to take he was in college down there, has to take the rest of the semester off, maybe the rest of the year, depending on how he recovers from this. And it just came on like that. I mean, again, it was vaping. And the issue is the cartridge that you're putting in, or if you're making your own cartridge.
Right.
To put in. And there are a lot of different, it's it's really, really, really dangerous. As the doctor just said, you know, bringing anything into your lungs that's not just pure air is a problem, right? Whether it's pollution or cigarettes or whatever, it's related to a lot of problems. This is especially this this pneumonia that was being described based on the oils or waxes. It's literally coating the inside of your lungs. And just imagine that. It's, you know how, like, if you pour, you know, hot wax on your hand and then it gets stuck to your hand and you're like, you know, it's coming off like a candle or whatever.
Envision that around your lungs.
Yeah, just
trying to breathe.
Coat a thin coat of that around your lungs, and then it hardens the lungs. They don't actually work. They can't. They don't collapse and then enlarge and collapse and enlarge like they normally would, as a result of having this stuff in them.
Yeah,
and I mean it is a horrifying thing, and I think that people need to be, you know, really, really, really cognizant of this until they get to the bottom of it. I mean, eventually, though, they probably will come up with a solution that allows people to continue to do this if they want to do it.
Or at least a cause, pinpoint what it is, because several people are, you know, they're using substances, they're adding substances, they're mixing substances. Does it even create a new toxin, they're wondering, when you add hemp or marijuana or you know, vape different substances or you use oils to heat them up? They don't seem to know that New England Journal of Medicine study is based on clusters right here in Illinois and Wisconsin. They're looking at a number of largely young people, like the age you describe, Ro, that are just suddenly finding themselves in the hospital.
Yeah. You know, this happened at the end of Prohibition, too, when people were used to having like bathtub gin and stuff like that, and you never knew exactly what you were getting when you're drinking alcohol that was being made by, you know, some yokel somewhere, you know, in a still. And there were a lot of people getting very sick at that period. But then when it became legal again, people were trying to find a way to get into the business. And I think that that's a little of what you're seeing here. These are people that are making the transition. You know, these are the drug dealers who realize that, you know, not just selling the weed anymore is working. They have to go and figure out how to sell cartridges for these pens, because that's what people are going to want. And they don't necessarily have access to a recreational marijuana store, or they don't want to pay the tax on it. It might be cheaper. And God knows what people are mixing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a really, really, really... It's a scary moment. I mean, it almost is, you know, the better course of action, it seems, at the moment, is to start to, you know, maybe go back to the actual, you know, blunt.
To take a look at what exactly they were using, right, and that kind of thing. But that was the interesting part. The study found that some of the people who were impacted by, you know, being hospitalized after vaping had involved THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, and some did not. And so it seems that there are multiple reasons. Is there just one? Is there some kind of combination of factors? I think that's why it's so unclear, because they don't exactly match up all the cases. What they happened to be smoking wasn't exactly the same in all cases.
And I hate to sound crazy, but when has that ever stopped me before? This is exactly the what the legal marijuana industry needs. There needs to be a health scare associated with things that are not actually on the that are not sold, you know, by a legitimate company, because there's going to be sort of a push if these companies are going, that are investing billions of dollars in creating manufacturing, growing and manufacturing and all of that, and they think they're going to get nickel and dimed out of their profits by street hustlers. This is also exactly what happened in the liquor industry, you know, in the 1930s. So there is that's a big, big, big difference here. And I think that you're going to see a sort of a flight to quality here in terms of creating a safe product. Now, again, it's an inhalable. There's no such thing really as an inhalable safe product. Period.
No. Right? The only other issue that has come up already from that New England study, New England Journal of Medicine, is that they're also looking at the heating coils in the vaping devices to see if they release metal particles. I mean, they just don't seem to know exactly what it is.
Yep. All right. Let's talk to Sue really quickly on WGN. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I just had a quick comment. We live in Illinois. I have a 18-year-old, unfortunately, vaping. Well, now it's illegal for anyone under 21. So, honestly, we don't know where they're getting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, it's come all the way to us staying over the weekend. We'll go buy you a pack of cigarettes. Like, come on. Like, we don't want you vaping. We don't know where you're getting it. We don't even get how this all works. You know, it's like so new to us.
And they don't either. They will tell you they do, but they don't.
Right. But now these kids can't even go into a legitimate store or buy legitimate stuff. It's like become like an illegal substance because they can't even go buy it. He could go fight in a war, but he can't go get this product that he's now addicted to. And, you know, they're like, we'll get you a patch. We'll buy you a pack of cigarettes. Please just stop vaping. But, yeah. You know, and that's us being open-minded. Like, I'm sure there's parents that don't even realize their kids do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and it's what a horrifying...
Not doing it at all. It's horrible.
Sue, stop on that notion. What a horrifying thing as a parent to think that maybe it would be safer for me to go get you a pack of cigarettes.
I mean, we stare at each other like, what is happening in this world? You know what I mean? Like, that was the new conversation we had to have.
Is there any way to get to him to explain that you know, the whole concept here is a bad one?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's the first conversation. But after the news reports of these kids in the hospital with their lungs, that was the newest sentence. Like, at the very least, if you're addicted to nicotine, let's work it out a different way. But please stop vaping today.
Or Nicorette. I mean? There's a good solution there too.
Sure.
You know, I mean, other ways to do it.
Like, I worry about, you know, I have a eighth grader too. So now I'm worried about these little ones too. You know, and where are they getting it?
Right.
Oh, so and so's brother. Well, I don't know. You just don't know if it's legitimate stuff or what. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So that, to me, you know, the older people. You know, but these younger ones, that's what worries me more, because where are they getting it? What are they getting? Do they even know what they're getting? You know, I don't know.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck to you and your family on that. Really, really, really tough situation.
It shows you the troubles you have as a parent, right? You know, a lot of the kids are doing it. Do you tell them to put it down altogether? You should, but are they going to do it?
Kim Gordon's got the WGN News at the bottom of the hour. What's coming up?
Road, lots of animals displaced from Hurricane Dorian are in Chicago. We'll tell you how you can help coming up.
Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Celebrate 25 years of Chicago's television's number one morning show. Watch a live two-hour special full of memorable moments on the WGN-TV Morning News 25th Anniversary Special. Tuesday night, it's September 17th at 7 p.m.
Huh.
Very successful show.
Yes. I would say so.
A lot to cover.
And you can watch over 25 years Larry Potash not age.
I know, he doesn't age. You're
right. Which is very weird. Everybody else is aging. He's
Paul
not
Conrad
aging.
Did.
Well, they all have various changes in hair or lack thereof. And Larry Potash is not, you know. And the sports guy, he keeps changing.
What do you mean changing?
You know, he looks like one guy, looks like that guy who's on CNN now. And then, you know, they just keep moving along. It is a great, it is maybe the great, I mean, it's present company excluded. And I mean me. it's probably the greatest local television venture since Bozo, for sure. Right,
incredible. I mean, I have friends who moved away who missed that part of their morning, watching that show because there's nothing really like it elsewhere.
Right.
Which, when you have the standardization of so many morning news shows, that one has always been super creative and on its own.
It's pretty magical.
It is.
So, congratulations to all those guys. All right, let us check in now.
They're having a good run.
They are having a good run. So has Larry been on that for 25? How long has he been on that show?
I don't know, but it wasn't the other guy who's now on CNN was on that show then.
Bill Weir.
Yeah, wasn't he the first one?
Yeah, he was the sports guy.
Oh.
Bill Weir was sports?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like his show on CNN.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he is.
Bill Weir was amazing. And
now he talks like Clint Eastwood. He's like,
yeah.
We walk the beaches.
I know.
For our latest CNN special.
He does.
I'm like, this guy is badass.
It seems like Bear Grylls.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to sleep in a hammock 5,000 feet above rocky terrain. And I do it just in honor of my family.
You always get the sense he may not make it out alive for some reason, even though you know he's not. He's staying in the Four Seasons, probably. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, but you know what? He's part of the CNN tight T-shirt club, though.
Yeah, totally.
Right? I mean, he's got he and Anderson, and now that John Berman is in the tight T-shirt club.
He is. When they go out to the Hurricane Zones, right. They've got the tight black.
Don Lemon will put the tight T-shirt on.
Yeah.
And actually, the new winner is Chris Cuomo.
Oh,
Chris Cuomo
incredibly
makes his,
fit.
He makes his pecs dance in the black T-shirt while he's in the middle of a hurricane.
Do they dance with his eyes? Because his eyes kind of do that thing too.
His eyes
are very intense.
Right, he flexes the muscles in his eyelids, and then he makes his pecs dance to show you the motion of the waves as they're coming on shore.
It's unbelievable how they can cover it. Like
I know. Well, that's what it's
talent.
You know, incredible physical talent right there. All right, Kim's got the WGN news right now.
We open up at home again! The 100th season in the National Football League. George Halas, the founding father of the National Football League. You got the city waiting for him. Everybody thought that the Packers, and of all people, the Packers are coming here. We're going to tear them apart. At least that's what I thought. And to go again, first quarter, no touchdowns. Second quarter, no touchdowns. Third quarter, no touchdowns. Fourth quarter, no touchdowns. You gotta be kidding me!
Okay.
What he said. Oh my gosh.
You needed that after the Bears game last night. You needed Hampton and OB and those guys.
That exact moment was the moment in the car when I was introducing Mikey, Timmy, and Tommy to Hampton and OB.
Yep.
And I said, you got to turn on GN because they were listening. They were listening to BBM at the interview on the field and all that stuff. And then the problem with listening to the radio the radio official broadcast is that those guys have to still put a pretty face on it,
right?
And because they can't
it up a little bit.
Yeah,
they don't want gloom and doom the rest of the season,
right? They're putting a little lipstick on that pig, right?
They are a little bit. Yeah, I would agree.
I get it. I get why they got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't help you get over what you just saw, because if we could have PTSD for years as a result of this,
no question.
Hey,
ugly.
Right.
It was ugly.
I mean, between last year's season opener, the playoff game, and this one, that's a trifecta of some tough losses for the Bears over a short period here.
Well, and they made the point last night, and I'll bring OB in right now, that you made the point last night that when you're coming off of, a kind of a franchise low loss in the playoffs last year, the one game, the double doink, and then you lose here like this, hey, it's bad.
Well, bro, it's awfully difficult if you really think about it. If you're supposedly, got into the playoffs first time in what, again, 8 or 10 years, and we go against the Eagles at home, and we had everything. Every arrow was pointing in our direction. And you only score one touchdown with about a couple of minutes to go in that game. Forget about whether the guy doinked, missed the field goal. We didn't score any touchdowns. One touchdown, absolute end of the game. That's a playoff game. That's what you live for. That's why you play this game. You want to be a world champion. And then to start out the 100th season of the National Football League, whom, by the way, George Halas really basically started. He's the footing and the foundation of this thing. And they'll open up the 100th season at home, and of all people, who? The Packers.
And of all people.
I mean,
you're having your next door neighbors over.
You couldn't ask for. You want to talk about getting up for a game and going out there and absolutely destroying people? And what went on was, I was absolutely stunned last night. I mean, stunned. I asked Hampton, I said, Hampton, I said, why is number 10? Why is he not better in his third year? He was awful. Our offense was awful. Our offensive line was awful. So obviously, the coaching wasn't there. How could you not be ready? How could you not be ready coming off of last year with a 12-4 record to go out there and open up a damn 100th year of the National Football League, and you got the Packers in town, and why don't you go out there and crush them?
Yeah. I have a question for you that I almost am afraid to say out and open because, honest to God, this is almost like sacrilegious to say. But I think that Kyle Long is a problem.
Well, you talk about in his play.
Talking about in
his side of it.
And the mental side of it. When he makes it, he's a physically imposing guy, he's incredibly talented, he's one of the best offensive linemen physically that you can get, but his head gets out of the game. He finds himself in situations that he
was bad last night.
That he shouldn't find himself in, and then his emotions get carried away. And I don't know, you can't really replace him because the guy's a Pro Bowler, right? But what do you do?
Well, you know, listen, anybody can be replaced, guys. I mean, you know, this isn't anybody on that team can be replaced. There's nobody walks on water, I'll guarantee you that. But I'll tell you, Kyle Long got whooped last night. He got bull rushed, and I don't know, by two or three guys on the inside. I can't remember exactly who they were from Green Bay. But Kyle Long's a pretty big, pretty strong, and pretty nasty guy, and he took a beating yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Clark from Green Bay, their nose tackle, was clogging things up. OB, I thought, look, David Montgomery only got the ball six times, and it was only 18 yards gained, but he does not go down easy. And I just thought it was ridiculous. Mike Davis had five carries. David Montgomery had six. Tariq Cohen had zero carries, which is a problem because if you're going to consider him a running back and if you don't give him the ball out of the backfield, the defense is going to know every time he's on the field they're not running the ball if he's in the backfield. So, but I thought David Montgomery ran hard. Did you like what you saw from the rookie, the third-round pick?
Yes, I did. I really did. And I thought that's something that you can I think you'll be able to count on him more and more if you get him involved, certainly in a running game, but also in the passing game out into the flats or into the check down, the little hooks. And he is, I tell you what, he's a big plus for the Bears. He can hurt you in a lot of ways. But then again, do we have the offensive knowledge and wherewithal for these coaches to communicate to these kids exactly how the hell is it that you win a football game in the National Football League? And how the hell is it that you can go for four quarters on opening of the 2019 season and you don't score one touchdown? You have no idea how frustrating that is and what that means, guys. We have you got 11 guys out there, and they don't score a touchdown. In the second series, they kick a field goal and get 3 points. After that, it was nothing. It was nothing. That's you know how hard you got to try to do that? That's almost impossible.
You know, the last two losses, the playoff game and then this one, who was missing? Who was out? Tight end Trey Burton. But he can't mean that much to the offense, right? Or does he really mean that much to Nagy's system?
You know what the reality of it is? That last year we had five tight ends. What do we have now? Four? And one that's, I guess, you know, was hurt or wasn't, whatever. My God. You mean to tell me in this day and age in this league that we can't find a tight end in the United States of America, and we have to have five of them that are activated to play that position? You know, you got to start looking at where this is coming from, guys. You got to look at Mitch Trubisky. This is his third year.
I don't want to look.
Well, I have a question about that.
This is his third year, guys.
Yeah.
And he can't get out of his own way.
OB, I got a question about that. How much was Trubisky? How much was Matt Nagy? Of the disaster we saw.
Okay. All right. You want percentages?
Yeah. I want to see. Well, yeah. Who do you
help
say?
Us,
what
help
do you
us
say?
Understand
I want to understand
this.
That. 99%
is Nagy. he went about this whole situation, getting ready for the 2019 season. Off, he went. He got it all wrong. He really did. He thinks because they take extra reps that they're going to be in shape and they'll be ready to go. In the passing game, believe me when I tell you this. You go up against your own guys. It's got to be the competition. That's why you play those exhibition games. You got to get in shape. And if all things are equal, the biggest thing in the passing game is timing. The timing of the routes, whether it's a hook pattern, a 12-yard out, a fly pattern, a deep post, a skinny post, anything. It's all about timing. And did you see our timing last night?
Oh, God.
It wasn't there.
Oh, God.
You know why? Because we didn't do anything.
All right. I got to say this to you because we got to know each other over the last number of years. I consider you a friend. I've looked up to you my entire life. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that I got to, work with you yesterday, sitting on your show. It was just an amazing thing. But I have to thank you for something because last night got in the car and we're driving out of the stadium, in the traffic on Lakeshore Drive heading north, and I told the guys to turn on GN and listen to it. And it was right at that moment where you're doing the whole thing about not in the first quarter, not in the second quarter, not in the third quarter.
Right.
And you made me feel so much better, being a dope for sitting in that stadium for 4 hours and actually running
and
there,
what you guys
crawling through broken glass to get there. But these guys that I'm with, these are my football buddies, right? We've been going to football games for decades. They felt better. What you do in the aftermath of a loss, that's your greatest contribution to humanity, Ed Obradovich, is that after a devastating loss like that last night, you make us seem sane for being fans, and make us feel better about the fact that we can be mad about that because what we saw was not right. And people were paying, there were people in that stadium that paid $1,600, $1,700 a ticket to be there last night, and they got to see one frickin' field goal.
That borders a lot of things, and I can't tell you, when you've got people making $7 million, $5 million, $15 million, $25 million, $30 million, $40 million, of which they have these $150, $160, $130 million contracts, of which $90 million's guaranteed, $85 million's guaranteed, $35 million, and they go out there and stink it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there'd be a cold day in hell that Dan Hampton or myself are going to go on a radio show and try to make excuses for these guys. You are paid to perform at an excellence. Only 16 games. And you have to show up. You have to play. You can't make mental mistakes. You make a mental mistake, it'll kill you. You miss a tackle, it'll kill you. You've got to be there. You've got to know your defense. You've got to know your offense. You got to know your blocks. You got to know your tackles. You got to know what zone you're in. Where, if it's a blitz, where do you have to be? You can't make mistakes. Not now, and not making this kind of money. And I'll be damned. I will never tiptoe through the tulips to these guys. A guy making $25 million, and he gets put on his back 2-3 times, and I'm supposed to say it's okay. Oh, he'll be better next week. He probably had a bad night. Ain't gonna happen.
The lowest paid guy on the field last night, mm-hmm, was the only guy who scored points for the Bears. Think about
the
that
one
for
we
a
were
second.
Most worried about.
Right.
Most concerned about him.
Before we let you go, not letting him attempt a 51-yard field goal and going for it on 4th and 7 or whatever the hell that was. Was it 4th and 4?
4th and 10.
4th and 10. 4th and 10. What did you think of that?
Well, Mark Carmen, I think, came up and had mentioned, Ro, that Nagy went to the special teams coach and asked him, can he make it from 50 or 51 yards? And supposedly, I'm almost positive it was Mark, somebody in the room said no, and that's why they didn't do it. And when I heard that, my reaction was this: then what is he doing on this football team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is he doing? What is there, 7 billion people in this planet Earth? You mean to tell me we can't find a guy kick a 50-yard field goal?
Yeah.
Right.
Great point.
How about that lady from the women's soccer team?
Yes,
I'm going to put her on right now.
She'd be great.
But that's what I heard. Now, I don't know if that's true or whatever.
All right.
Boy, 51-3 or whatever it was. My God, that should be a makeable, and that should be an every week occurrence. If it comes up there, you got a guy, kick the damn field goal.
Yeah, Nagy said the same thing today, OB. He doubled down on that. He said he talked to Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, and they said... I'm with you. I was confused at what he was trying to say. He says, you know, they believe he can kick it, but going that direction on the field, for some reason, Chris Tabor said, no, that's not his kick from that yardage, from that spot of the field.
Oh, my God.
For whatever reason. So, that's what they're saying.
You know what it is? And there's an answer for that. Then what is he doing on this football team?
What is he doing on this football team? I know.
OB, they said this is not who we are. They said that in so many different ways at that news conference after the game. You heard Trubisky say it. You heard Coach Nagy say it. You heard every player say that we didn't play who we are. This is not us. Do you think this is really us or them? And are they going to get better? Are you seeing dramatic improvement because they've, you know, this happened next week? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Listen, they're going into Denver, and Denver's got a pretty good coach that knows exactly what to do in certain situations. And I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk in Denver.
Oh, no.
And as far as those guys, that really wasn't them. Give me a break. What do you mean it wasn't you? Then who the hell was out on that football field last night getting knocked around, not scoring a touchdown, not converting on third down? That's what football's all about. Convert on third down, move the ball, and try to score a touchdown. That's exactly what we didn't do last night, and that's exactly what we did against Philadelphia Eagles in our first playoff game at home. And it hasn't changed from then till now, until it's proven that they can do it, that they can throw the ball down the field, convert on third down, and score some touchdowns, and act like a champion.
OB, I'm
that's
right.
Amen.
For 15 on third down.
Oh,
for the
don't
Bears.
Get him started. Don't get him started. The poor man. Look at how tired he is already. Let's go. Come on. All right. OB, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, OB. You're awesome.
Bye. Oh, my God. Okay, guys.
Bye. Oh, God.
Love him.
Oh, my God. That's so true, though. I mean, so many years with him, decades with him, mm-hmm. when he was with the great Doug Buffone,
mm-hmm.
and there would be a heartbreaking loss,
mm-hmm.
and you'd listen to him, and you'd listen to both of them.
Right.
You know, just get angry about
it. You can hear their heartbreak.
It lets you off the hook.
Yeah.
You don't feel like such a schmuck for being so in love with this team. Because they're in love with it, and they know that it should have been better. And there isn't like an excuse. The coaches are going to come out and go, well, you know, there was this thing that happened. You know, and I'm telling you that now that I know that the special teams coordinator would not let him attempt that, that ain't right.
Yeah.
That ain't
makes you
right.
worried.
Yeah.
Even more if you weren't already.
Oh, my God. Well, they're going to have to make him do that in Denver because Denver's a much better place to kick right. than here. But it's, you know, I got to go.
Yeah.
I can't. And you know what? I can't even look at her right now, and you.
I'm being
her fault. So kind too.
She is. She's being very respectful.
You could have baked a cake or something.
Even the way you said that.
Is that like she was digging into you, Ro? Is that what you felt?
Yeah, I felt like
I rubbed it into you guys last night, and then I left it alone.
Wait, hold on. Before I do this, because I promise this in this hour, I got to do this right now. Hold on, and then we'll find out what's coming up in the news. Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis.
Happy Friday at 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
It's 5 o'clock here.
Yes.
Are we doing anything for that?
Yes. Coming up in a few minutes. The Green Tie Ball folks will be here. Because it turns out you and I are hosting that next Friday night.
Yes, we are. We committed to that very early.
We committed to that
in June.
February. No.
Was it February?
Yeah. We committed to that in February.
Uh-huh.
And it was Grant DePorter, our dear friend.
He's very organized.
And, yeah, he is. Grant's like, hey, Will you guys do the green tie ball?
That's so mean.
And well, no, that's what he's. It was here. I think it's a very loving tribute to him. And he said, and he's like, but it was February. I go, you got to know now. That's in September.
I know.
He goes, nah, I really got to know now because you know these. You know why? Because there's always Eric, right?
That's true.
Eric in the morning. You never know.
Yeah,
right?
Then he'll go to him.
He'll
tell
commit.
You.
He'll commit. If we don't commit, he commits.
Right. And then they're like, you know, it's okay. I got Eric.
Right, exactly.
Then you got to hear that.
And it's like when your girlfriend comes to you, and she's like, well, if you don't want to go out tonight.
Well, reliable. Well, you guys are, the, you know, yeah, Ro and Anna, and I know a lot of us are going to show up and support you guys, and we love Eric. But then after you guys, then, you know, Grant doesn't want to go that next tier of the personalities. They have a billboard on the expressway, but it keeps switching over to the guy with all the twos in his number who can help you if you've been in an accident. The guy that looks like he can bench press, like the bus itself.
It's like, who's that guy?
And it's like, yeah, and it's like, you know, some of these radio hosts are fine, but it's always like, you know, Frankie G and the Bean, you know, right. Now middays on what used to be a rocker, it is now Christian Light.
Right.
And they can come too, you know.
Right. Because then, if we say no and Eric says no, and Brother Fred's up.
Yeah.
Right?
The wake up crew, and it's like nine people. You know, we apologize for what the wake up crew might say.
Oh, gosh. Can't have that.
AM 470, the new end of the dial.
Right.
Or, you never know.
Then, or he could have signed the hosts of The Jam on Channel 26, but they've changed three times since
since
February.
Get me Jordan Cornette. He's gone. Get me the other guy then.
I'll
do it.
And then he calls over to the Channel 9 morning show. Hey, Larry, do you want to do it? And then they hang up on him.
They're like, listen.
They don't do any evening things.
We don't need to do anything anymore. We're number one for 29 years.
Right,
leave us alone.
Exactly.
How'd you get this number? If you got Tom Hanks, you want to bring him to the studio, give us a call. If not, lose this number.
So anyway, so we said yes.
So yeah, I said yes.
Yes, we were in.
Yes.
We were
congratulations.
In very early, and I'm excited about it.
This I now set the record for the host. I've hosted the Green Tie Ball more than any other
It's nice.
Person.
Oh, you're like in the Five Timers Clubs. Like they do on SNL with Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin.
More than Eric?
Yes, more than Eric.
Oh.
This takes me over the top.
That's nice.
For you. That's awesome.
What do you get for that?
I get nothing.
But it is such a fun event. Let's remind everyone. I know we're talking about it later, but it's so fun, and it celebrates all things good about the city, green space, and great food.
Here's what we do need to do, though, first.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four. Three.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Before we do that, is Frankie the bartender here?
He is.
Okay.
I saw him.
All right.
The legendary bartender, Harry Carey's.
Yeah. Okay.
He's
so
here.
That's all that really counts.
Don't you worry
he's
about it.
Legendary bartender and anesthesiologist.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We need
him. Back in the day, that was your anesthesia, right? Mm-hmm. So he's just sort of
there. You go.
He's going out to that Civil War reenactment tomorrow. And when a guy gets his leg blown off, they just pour Tito's down his throat, and he's fine.
Right, and on the wound. I
yeah,
heard. So it's all good.
Okay. All right.
We know you're in pain, but lay there.
Right. Just keep laying there. Guy breaks his leg. Hey, you're still a reenactor. They really broke their legs. You lie there. We'll get you medical attention once we're done pretending it is 1776.
You said you'd commit, man. You got to commit to the part.
I'm really in pain. Yes, children, that's what it sounded like on the battlefields of Lexington and Concord.
Wow.
All right. That was from earlier on in the program. You might, I don't know, we'll put that up later on in the full, if you want to listen to that, the reenactment moment. I literally couldn't breathe.
You were crying.
I started
and
to
laughing
cry.
And
Ted Cruz says Alyssa Milano's part of a Hollywood machine hell-bent on spreading rage.
That's where it's coming from?
That being said, he hopes that she can keep it civil if and when they meet next week to talk gun control. TMZ ran into the Texas senator at Reagan National Airport and wanted to get his take on this feud that he's having with Alyssa Milano, of all people.
But she was awesome in Who's the Boss. I grew up watching it, so I'm looking forward to meeting her, and I hope
look, we obviously have very different political views, but if we can actually speak, you know, if we can speak positively and respectfully, that'll be a good thing. I think she didn't imagine there was any world in which I'd say yes. And I said, look, I'm more than happy to sit down and listen to what you have to say and have what I hope will be a civil and respectful conversation. If it's screaming and cursing and yelling like we see on Twitter all the time, that won't be a good thing. But if we have a positive conversation, maybe that can help.
Wait, who's doing the screaming and cursing on Twitter?
It's amazing.
I mean, does he not? I mean,
it's incredible.
How does he? This is the problem. This is where the brand, the American political brand, and I think even specifically the Republican brand right now, really is on a very, very, very thin sinew, because it's to call for civility and say that the other side is being uncivil at the moment, and there have certainly been times where that would be an appropriate argument. This is not one of them.
Yeah, you can't do it when the POTUS is in the White House. Also, he's like older than Alyssa Milano. It's like, I grew up watching her. No, you didn't.
Well, that's
well,
the thing.
I was 32 yeah. when I was watching.
Why is she sitting down with him? Can you imagine how many awkward moments there will be during this meeting?
She wiped the floor with him. Who's the boss now, Senator?
Oh, I love that movie. Who's the boss now?
That's the thing. It's going to turn like that. It's not going to be about gun reform. Something weird is going to happen.
It already
That's
is.
All we'll
Ted
be talking
Cruz is
about.
Meeting with Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss? And Embrace of the Vampire, one of the best R-rated vampire erotic films of all time,
oh.
of course.
Oh, I love that. It's
fantastic.
I'm sure he does.
Four stars.
I have my DVD. Will you sign it?
God. That's not the video you liked on Twitter, is it? I mean, your staffer liked on Twitter. That was different. That was different.
Yes. That was different of his, yeah.
God. That was the one where Brandon came home to find his stepdaughter taking a shower with her hose.
Was there a pool by the pool? Tell me more.
It was right by the pool, yeah, and she was showering with the hose after she was washing the car. And then she went inside to make herself a cheese sandwich, and she said, Brandon, come on in, and I'll make you a cheese sandwich, too. I really like you as my stepfather. And then things got weird.
Hopefully he won't talk about that at the... This is the kind of thing that would mess the whole thing up.
Alyssa, have you ever seen that movie? It's one of my favorites.
I love that TMZ caught up with him.
No, really. Ted Cruz. Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. What a world, right? What are we living
in? So weird. Alyssa Milano and Ted Cruz. They're going to figure out gun control for America. What are the chances? 11.
We got Stormy Daniels at JFK. And then we got Ted Cruz also at Reagan.
Take a chance and God. Oh. You were such a sweet little girl. Please don't be mean and nasty to me. But if you are mean and nasty to me, would you mind if I put this blindfold on?
I think it should be a pay-per-view. I mean, this might be pretty good. Because that will happen.
I'm just going to sit in my chair with a blindfold and hold on real tight and just go ahead, yell at me. Oh, yeah, humiliate me. I've been a bad, bad senator.
Oh, gee.
Oh, God. All right. Checking in at
number four.
Okay. The Bears, I don't know if you saw this, they fell to the Packers last night, 10-3.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's all right. The regular season starts next week. We'll be ready for that. No problem.
This was preseason, right? We're just trying out our starters.
First game of the NFL season last night, it says right here. Really? After the game, the quarterback, Mitchell Trubisky, was asked if his lack of snaps during the preseason could have contributed to this disaster.
You could maybe attribute it to that, but I think that's kind of a stretch. It's just we were uncharacteristic of who we usually are tonight as an offense, and I think we just need to do our job, but we just couldn't find a rhythm, and I don't think it's because we didn't play in the preseason, because we were rolling in practice, and it just didn't translate the week of practice we had to the game, and we're going to look at the film and try to find out why and make sure it doesn't happen again.
That was the most down I've ever seen him in a post-game press conference.
Well, of course.
He got out of there as soon as he can. Normally, he's all done up with his suit and everything. He was wearing sweats. He left his suit in his locker. He's like, I'm out of here. He's bummed out.
Well, he was getting booed. I couldn't believe how many boos.
Oh, they deserve the boos. I'm glad they were getting booed.
He got booed in the first quarter. He got booted at the end of the first quarter.
I mean, the whole offense, really. Yeah.
They did.
The whole offense was bad.
When you think about how much people spent and shelled out to be at that game.
Right, the hype built up for it.
More dollars were spent. You know, the Bears released a bunch of their tickets late, and they were at the same price. They were just at whatever the market price was. It wasn't like the Bears were like, okay, here's what the face value of the tickets are. Wow. Congratulations, good luck. They actually released them at the tier, which they can do now. They explain that on the website. They released it at the tier that everything was at. So it was, you know, $135 ticket was going for 400 and something last
right.
night.
It was like 4X.
Right.
Almost.
And a $225 ticket or $250 to whatever that lower bowl thing is, the 100 levels, those were going for $1,500.
I was sitting there. There were people there who literally had paid so much to be there. They were so, so angry. I mean, they were like, this is what we get?
That's the chance you take with sports. You know Hamilton's going to be good every time when you get the tickets. You know, it's not going to be bad. Sports is like, well.
That's true.
Well, that Lin-Manuel Miranda was off key today.
Oh, yeah, bad. I know what it's like to be bad. Been a very, very, very bad senator.
Oh, gosh. I can't wait for that summit.
All right. We're going to get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Cam, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
The number of vaping deaths across the U.S. continues to climb. We'll have the latest numbers coming up.
RoCon Show with Anna DeVlantis and 720 yes. WGN, WGN Everywhere. Carnival Wagon's going to roll here in just a few minutes. Our dear friend Grant DePorter is here, and we're going to drink to the green tie ball. We're going to drink greenies.
We will.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Do we have green drinks?
We have something. Okay. I don't know. They'll explain.
All right.
Cool.
I don't like to do any of the explaining around here.
Number three.
There is a brand new cologne ad featuring Johnny Depp that has been pulled because it allegedly improperly appropriates Native American imagery. Mm-hmm. It is sparking cries of racism. Much of the ad features Johnny Depp, who has been repping Dior brands since 2015, wandering across the Arizona desert, intercut between shots of a Native American woman wearing a wolfskin suit and not wearing much of it, by the way.
Yeah, it's a good dancer.
Uh-huh. And then a man dancing in a traditional headdress. The ad concludes with Johnny saying, "We are the land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum.
We are the land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum Dior."
Oh, I love it. It's your favorite.
The Parfum Dior. That's what it is. Wait, hold on. You know, I just want to say that I'm what they call in the business a one-take Charlie.
Oh.
So, hold on. Let me do this again. We are land. The new Sauvage Le Parfum Dior.
I like the one where he's just digging a hole.
Yeah, that one always. I always thought he was burying a body in that one, didn't it?
Yeah, like,
he was
like burying a body.
And you know, he's been doing those for a while with the guy liner and Johnny Depp is Cherokee. He, you know, it's not like he's not. He's got more Native American heritage
than Elizabeth Warren. For sure, I tell you that right now. And the fact is, and you can tell that I have a traditional Cherokee accent.
Right, Kentucky mixed with Cherokee. Right,
exactly like, how we all sound. The Cherokee Nation, I call it the nation. A little drunk right now, though. Actually, that's me digging a hole trying to find the money that Amber Heard that Shrew stole from me.
Well, he is suing her. $60 million lawsuit just landed on her for her masquerading as an abuse victim, as he called it.
It's masquerading. It's much the same way I was masquerading as an Indian. Even though I don't think you can say Indian anymore. And then again, the word savage, that's probably not right, is it?
That's what they're taking issue with, Johnny. They don't like that. Yeah. The savage
What don't they like?
Oh, savage sort of has a connotation to it,
Who
you know?
Who said savage?
Well, that's what it means in French.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Johnny. All right, so here we go. Checking in at
number two.
Here's the story of a lovely lady.
The Brady Bunch house in Studio City, California has been recreated to look like the home featured in the landmark television show.
Oh, good.
finally came together. Remember, that thing was up for sale.
Yes. Right. And they wanted it to go to someone who would honor its tradition and place in television history.
So HGTV bought it. It was really undervalued. I mean, who needed it? It had a pocket door, you know, the Jack and Jill bathroom with six kids. You know, as they were getting older, imagine what was going on in that bathroom, right, with the pocket door.
Also, Greg's, not really related. Marsha.
Well, Marsha, I thought it was the mom.
Me, you, and Jan.
Wasn't it the mom?
You know.
That it came out in the real Brady story?
Just saying.
Now, are you and Jan related? Yeah. I can't remember. Because if you and Jan aren't related, this makes it even better.
I don't know what. They never spoke of the other,
the other parent.
The missing parents. Clearly dad murdered, probably.
Yeah.
By some sauvage.
Right, and where's Bobby? And Bobby, are you going to ever get out of the bathroom? Yeah.
He's growing up. He's going to debate Ted Cruz next month. So, okay, that's
good. All right,
good.
So what's going to happen here? All right, let's see. The cable network brought the property last year, and they beat out Lance Bass, who wanted it.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lance Bass.
Mm-hmm.
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
I was going to, yes. Right. I could tell you guys were like, wait, which one?
I'm like, is that right?
Maureen Boys, no. McCormick, Christopher Knight, and Barry Williams all say that it was only fit to make the inside of the house look exactly like what people thought they were seeing on television.
I mean, this was a place where we spent 5 years, and the house now feels exactly like that place.
It's a one-story, split-level one-story house that we then had to somehow shoehorn a two-story house into with that staircase.
No one could get on the lot and see our set, but people will, I think, eventually be able to have a chance to get through and go and see. And at least when they're looking at it from the outside, they'll know that it's real on the inside.
Yeah, that's nice. That helps us all. I liked when Greg had to move up into the attic, right?
That made sense.
Like, what's going on up there, right?
I mean, kind of get away from the other five.
I think they wanted to get him, again, away from the older girls. You know, something was going on
So
there.
They put him up there, and then when he was trying to sneak, a little strange into the house, it was, and then you have to go past Alice. Right? And God knows who Alice is down there with.
Yeah, the butcher.
Because I think Alice was also kind of looking,
that one of the girls?
Yeah.
When they're of adult age, of course.
Yes.
She looked like she played for
but
that.
But it's cool that it's complete with, like, the avocado-colored refrigerator and appliances and all that stuff. They did it all.
Fantastic.
Why do we have to make it dirty? It was so
I know.
Simple.
You're so right. The Brady Bunch. It seems so simple until you learn really
from
what's
the start,
going on.
I thought something was going on there.
Mike, does anybody know what happened to my construction glue?
Oh, my God.
All the glue is missing.
Oh, geez.
Why is all the glue in a paper bag in Bobby's bed?
Should have been looking into those parents anyway. Every time they went on vacation, two kids would go missing. There'd be a murder. Those vacations always went really sideways.
And they slept in different beds, right?
Sort of.
Number one.
The girls all sat like in a row, like the three beds in a row, right? And then the boys had the bunk situation. Still the pocket door. I don't know. It's gonna get ugly with the three boys and three girls. All right, parents in Brisbane, Australia, are saying that billboards for the horror sequel It Chapter 2 are giving their children nightmares.
For 27 years, I dreamt of you. I missed you.
All right, so the movie posters are everywhere.
Yeesh.
And now you've got Jane Swan and her daughter Piper saying that these billboards have got to come down.
One of my kids is terrified by the poster. Not just pleasantly scared, but actually really scared.
It just totally freaks them out.
I get really scared because it just... It's hard to go to bed when you have a scary picture in your mind. Mm-hmm. Before I go to bed, I have to check the whole room. And when I finally go to bed, I will probably wake up after a nightmare.
Some people do enjoy going to see horror movies, and that's fine. That's their choice, and I understand that. But we're not choosing to see this poster.
Yeah. Should we be more concerned that a dingo is going to steal
your daughter? Maybe the dingo stole your poster.
That's all I can think of.
Right?
And she's worried about that. And they literally have a spider that is the size of
like
a chicken, right? And it's going to crawl over and smother your child. And you're worried about that.
Yeah, they have like all the deadliest animals.
Kangaroo will punch you in the face if it sees you. Maybe the koala ate your child. about
those posters are pretty creepy. Come
they
on.
They are pretty scary.
Let's be honest. And anybody's got the clown thing like I do.
Drive through Chicago, you know. All of the girls, none of the clothes. You know, like, when do you see those billboards? I'm always shocked at what I see in the I-57 there.
$10 Tuesdays.
Be careful because you might be endorsing that before it's all said and done.
It's like all cash.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Powell from WGN. You may see me at Cubs games, Bears games, Sox games, but I want to relax with my friends. It's just me, Candy, Rochelle, and Star with two R's. Come on down.
If I have a Tuesday
good
night,
bodies.
Tuesday night off, I know where I'll be. Hanging with the fellas.
Those aren't wings.
And maybe just like the billboards, it will be followed with a, are you going to heaven or hell? Call 87-TRUTH.
Yeah. Tell them K-Pow sent you. Promo code K-Pow.
K-Pow.
Oh, God. Can we get one of those fast-talking guys? Kevin Paul might not necessarily be there that night, but he could be. You never know.
The top five at five.
Oh, my God. Kim's News brought to you by Builder Supply.
I'll take it.
Riverdale outlet.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here. I want one bourbon, one shot, one beer, one bourbon.
Great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Sharonville Police, this is Cindy.
Hi, I need to do a complaint about two Sharonville cops. They stole my weed last night.
Okay, let me have you talk to the supervisor.
Did any Sharonville cops turn in any weed last night?
How do you think it's possible that you call me and be completely unreasonable? And then I can't...
I can tell this is a losing situation. I just want you to look into it. Last night, 2:30, there were two cops here that stole my weed. You have a good evening, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, the joys of the eventual legalization of marijuana.
Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, we won't have to worry about that guy because the cops won't be stealing the marijuana.
Unless they didn't really steal his marijuana. Yeah. He just is thinking that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, you can hear that in the background right there. You know what that sound is?
Yes.
That's the unique sound of Frankie O, the greatest bartender in Chicago history, making the thing that really, this is how we lost the farm, the Double Row 7 martini.
Oh, yes.
Isn't that correct?
Oh.
It's an all-time favorite.
Yes, it's an all-time favorite. On the menu for many years at Harry Carey's.
Yeah.
Just taken off about 40 minutes ago when Grant DePorter heard me do an impression of him.
He didn't like it.
So, yes. So,
he thought it was a little too stuffy. Like, that's not him.
Well, this is... Right? Okay, so here's what happened. So the Green Tide Ball is a week from tonight.
Yes.
And it's at Alhambra Palace this year,
mm-hmm.
which is a great venue.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Cool venue.
It is.
Yeah.
It's on Randolph, and you look at it and you go, well, is that just a restaurant?
Uh-huh.
It goes on for miles and miles, and it goes, underground. It's like...
It's elaborate.
It's like the stadium when you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so big. It's amazing. It's got stages, and it's a really special place.
And
the Green Tide Ball is, you know, the best of the events in the year. It kicks off the fall and that whole season, and it's accessible, and people love it, and there's the hooking up galore. But that's really not the point. Grant has been doing this for
28th year.
28th year.
Wow. Yes.
And I am now going to set the record for the most amount of times hosting the Green Tide Ball over its 28 years when I step onto the floor next Friday night.
How many times will it be for you?
I think Roe has lost count. He already holds the record, so he's just adding to the record.
Adding to the record. Padding the total.
I think the first time he did it was year 10. And we're now year 28.
Mm-hmm.
And you've, during that time, you know, I think you mentioned it's you and Eric would come in second.
Mm-hmm.
Val and Ryan, third.
Right, that's true. Val and Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
How could I forget that?
Yeah.
You work with them.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so, that would be third. Yeah. Brother Fred, fourth. Yeah.
Yep.
And so...
Anybody who was Lost to Scandal, like, who was a big hit back in, you know, the third annual that we don't talk about anymore. Erased.
Right.
Yeah. God, OJ turned you down in year two. That would have been... Yeah.
Oh, well, no, boy. We started out kind of small. It was like 500 people. And then we got, like, with Finkel Steel, we were 3,500 people.
Gosh.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah.
It is such a fun party. It really is. It's one of the fun parties of the city of the year.
Right.
And I'm looking at the restaurants you have. Just phenomenal, Grant. Year after year. It is like you get to taste a little bit of everything from really great restaurants.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
And you didn't mention the theme, because that's why we picked Alhambra Palace, which looks... remember the TV show I Dream of Jeannie?
Of course.
So it's I Dream of Greenie.
Oh.
And so,
now it all works.
So let me reenact the phone call from February of 2019.
Oh, when you were first asked to host for the record-breaking time that beat your last previous record.
Hey, listen, we're going to be doing this thing again, the Green Tie Ball. Could you host it again?
It's in 7 months.
I know, but you know I'm going to have to call Eric, do you?
Did you really say that, Grant?
No!
Oh, see, I was believing you on that.
I liked, he was doing a cross, I was like a jellyfish and a wet noodle. That was like Eric, when he said on air that I'm like, he called me the velvet hammer, because you just don't say no. I say, I need you to do this. And I said, Ro, you have to do it.
You're going to be breaking your own record. And you know how I like to break records.
Now that sounds exactly like him.
There you go.
Thank you, Frankie.
You nailed it,
Frankie,
right there.
That's really true.
Yeah. So that's what it was. So, and of course, and then we said yes, absolutely.
Yeah, right? Fun. Of course.
We made him sweat for 24 hours,
yeah,
and then
we
said yes.
Played hard to get for him.
Actually, I called Eric and I go, do you want to do it? And he goes, no.
Come on now.
You got it.
Tag, you're it.
Yeah.
Did not.
But this is, it is just a ton of fun, though. The whole idea of this. It was when Green Tie started, mm-hmm. again, 28 years ago. I mean, think about that, right? I mean, that's a significant, this is one of the most longest and storied events like this in the city. Mm-hmm. The whole idea was to create a black tie kind of gala mm-hmm. for a younger crowd.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes, I would. I'm setting you up to do it.
So my dad founded Chicago Gateway Green 33 years ago, and mm-hmm. it's to beautify and green the city of Chicago. And then Mayor Daley came into office, and that was like his sweet spot. He loved greening and planting trees and beautifying the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then my dad wanted to get young people involved with the mission. So he thought, why not create the greatest party of the year to get young people and you know, aware of the mission? Yeah, to green and beautify the city. So he started it. My dad was the crazy man for Hyatt Hotels that would always throw the best parties ever. Like when I grew up, we had tigers and lions running at the parties. Yeah, so.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Yeah. Details.
Grant will one day in the podcast, Grant, because everybody's going to have a podcast before it's over, will one day tell the story of waking up one morning in his house. That is the greatest story I have ever heard.
Was Mike Tyson there?
It's pretty close.
Pretty close.
It's very similar. There was a tiger.
The movie Hangover was really about my dad's parties.
I believe it. From what I've heard.
Yeah. Your dad is a legend. I mean, people should know if they don't know. Don DePorter, and you see, like, when you get off the expressway at Ohio Street, mm-hmm. or get on Ontario, right, there's that park right in the middle between Ohio and Ontario, and there's a sculpture and everything there. That's Don DePorter Park, and that's named after your dad, who... It was a major Hyatt executive here, ran the Hyatt Regency Chicago, the largest mm-hmm. hotel at the time in North America, still mm-hmm. may be. Grant grew up there as a kid, and that in and of itself mm-hmm. has stories that are unbelievable. And then when he wasn't living there, he was living with his dad out in this beautiful home out in the suburbs that in Barrington, right?
It wasn't his house then, but it was voted as the ultimate bachelor pad in America by Playboy magazine in 1960. And he had it converted into like a Japanese theme version of that. It had indoor waterfalls and stuff.
Right. I mean, it's like you only live twice. It's like the Bond film, you only live twice. There was like a secret train that would take you out to it, and then you'd go there, and then these Japanese women would come out and give you a bath. It was weird.
Oh my gosh.
What was going on? You couldn't do that now.
No.
You know.
But as high school students, you certainly enjoyed that atmosphere.
Yeah. They didn't have video cameras on cell phones back then, so it was okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just the stories are legendary. And your dad, and I think the best part of this, so the whole thing that Gateway Green stands for is beautifying the city. because until you want to tell the story, you want me to tell the story about why he did this.
Let's hear your version.
My version is that he was also the guy who developed the Hyatt Regency at O'Hare, right? Mm-hmm. So, which is that beautiful. I mean, at the time, it was an absolute American landmark because people wanted to come into O'Hare just to see that, the Atrium Hotel. And cool. I mean, remember as a kid, my parents took me out there to have brunch there because, like, you're not going to believe what this is. It became like this. And people from all over the world were coming to see this thing because it was architectural, super reality. So on the drive between the Hyatt out at O'Hare and then one downtown, there was the sides of the roads were very, very, you know, there was trash everywhere. It wasn't well taken care of. You got off at Ohio Street and it was just like desolate. Mm. And what your dad realized was that Chicago, that the tens of millions of tourists don't know anything about Chicago, take that route every day coming in from O'Hare.
First impression.
Right. Makes sense. And you got to change the impression of Chicago so that people want to be a part of it. And it was about beautification so that people would understand that Chicago is this gem of the city, which it really is. Yeah. And that's what he did.
Well, so like in 1979, back then, if you looked at the street, there was nothing. There were no trees. There was no bushes along the side expressway. It was just mud litter, graffiti everywhere. Ooh. And so it took him a long time to get it going. He had to meet with the state, city, and federal government to all work together. Mm-hmm. And we were a first of our kind in the country to do something like this. It's different than Adopt a Highway, which just picks up litter.
Because you have seen it at other cities since.
Full beautification.
I remember even going to Houston years ago, and you wouldn't see anything. And then they suddenly got to it. They want to project themselves as a global city, and they have flags from all the different countries. And it's just cool. Yeah, it's a pretty cool idea.
And we're going to celebrate this by remembering the sitcom where the astronaut had a genie in a bottle, and whenever she acted up, he'd say, make her go back in the bottle, which is a different time.
It's exactly what his dad would do at that house. He had a genie, actually. That's the kind of thing that Don DePorter would have had.
He definitely had a genie in a bottle.
So are people encouraged to wear the genie outfits, or is this...
We're going to have some models dressed like that, too, but it's...
Have anybody met dressed like Major Anthony Nelson and his best friend Roger.
Yes, there will be people like that too. But it is black tie, but we're creative attire.
Okay. I like that.
It's interesting. That's interesting. Maybe I should dress as Major Nelson with a green tie.
You can recycle your astronaut suit from the Toast to Harry from a year ago.
Oh, please don't encourage that.
Oh, my God.
That was not a good
one. Oh, my gosh.
I've never looked better.
That's not a good look.
Frankie, voted by readers of the Chicago Sun-Times best bartender in the history of Chicago by 600,000 votes.
800,000.
800,000 votes in the Chicago Sun-Times.
It goes up every time.
It does not get better than that.
There's still votes coming in.
I'm still counting on
that. Chicago.
It's Chicago.
What's in the green tie ball drink this year?
We start with a little vase of Midori, a little bit of ginger ale, and we top it off with a little hint of peach schnapps.
That's not really a hint. That's definitely there.
It's
beautifully
tasty.
It's really good.
Some people say it tastes like a Jolly Rancher, maybe.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. And it's got the orange wedge there. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's something to behold. And Grant also brought in a gigantic canister of the world famous Harry Carey's potato chips, which are now going to be sold canister style, which is perfect for the holidays.
Brilliant.
Send that around. I mean, how many ounces of that is there?
3.5 gallons.
3.5 gallons, baby.
3.5 gallons of the greatest potato chip you ever had in your life.
So
it was
good.
Voted best munchie in America.
You know, you might recognize the theme here. From the moment Grant has been born, something in his life has been voted the number one this, the best that. The survey winner, it doesn't matter what it is, you say, that's a nice tie. Well, you know, I came in third in the national CEOs and the top
Richard, he likes to set records.
It's amazing.
That's why I'm here.
A bunch of them.
That's why I'm here.
I'm wearing cologne made from the sweat from the back of Chris Bryant's neck when he threw out the last Cleveland Indian to win the World Series. That cologne will be available at Harry Carey's.
But where are these available, Grant? People can get them?
HarryCarey's.com.
Oh, that's
website.
Where you go.
For the website. So if you want to send.
That's a great idea, though.
You can get your Christmas shopping done right
Seriously,
now.
Seriously, can you imagine that?
Who wouldn't want to get that?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you? Are you
former Chicagoans.
Can somebody say, I want delivery in the fall, later in the fall?
Sure.
Of course. Yeah, he's like, never say no.
Making a note right now.
Always happy to do it.
No, our team is here, ready to take orders right now.
Okay, good. Because they're going to do
it. It is a great idea.
You're also doing chocolate dipped, too, right?
Yeah, the chocolate covered potato chips.
Oh, my God.
Those are really good.
I thought of that until this moment.
All right, where do I have to be next week?
The Green Tie Ball. Go to gatewaygreen.org to get your tickets. $150 for a regular or $450 for VIP. We have a casino. I know Richard loves the casino.
Love the Rivers casino with Grant. And you're going to have Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy.
Yeah. Dr. Right? Bombay.
And Lauren Lapka's boyfriend, Alligator Trapper Frank, right? Is he going to be there?
Yeah,
as
Alligator
well?
Rob, because we expanded our Gateway Green mission not to just pick up litter, but we pick up alligators too. So Frank Rob will be there.
Never a chance to miss a headline.
So that'd be
Grant Deporter is
he figures it out, doesn't he? I mean,
they're
oh my
green
gosh.
Too, you know.
Yeah. What else is green?
The Green Guild.
Yeah, what does the VIP package entail?
Oh,
thank you, Frankie. That's an excellent special. Question. What does it entail?
Hanging out with Rokan and Anna DeVlantis.
Nice.
Rich Roper will be
definitely
there.
Worth $450.
We have private bar, private bathrooms, private different food, and the best view of the stage. So when you're on there, everyone can scream extra loud for you.
Oh, God. Oh, there's a stage. That's right.
You got to go up there and do stuff. You should remember this from the other 9 times you've hosted
I'm
Alec
telling
Baldwin.
You, let me tell you something what happens. When I do this, I immediately turn into the Johnny Depp character when I get up
there. You're a little bit of that and a little Jerry Lewis at the end of the telethon back in the
days. Yes, I see that. I do.
I'm glad you're all here. I just want to say that Dr. Bombay is going to play now for you.
Dr. Bombay.
They're a ton of fun, too.
Yes, and Paul Wentz is going to be his.
Pete.
Pete Walsh is going to be playing for you.
It's very much like A Star is Born. It's like that scene from
By the
Star
end,
is Born.
Yeah, it's like, oh, gosh, get him off stage.
Right, God, did he just do that? It's not the green, not the green pants, the green tie.
Full Jackson Maine.
Yeah, it's bad. So it's a lot of fun, and it is the best. It is the most fun gala of the year by far. Right?
In the country, maybe the world.
Well, it's so loose.
Doesn't take itself seriously.
That's it.
And Tao is our after party place, too. They've been very generous with us. So,
a little club action.
Oh. Yeah, so it's going to keep on going all night long.
So will I. Because, once you break the seal. All right. Frankie O, thank Fantastic. You for always
Thanks,
attending.
Thanks, Frankie.
Thank
My
you.
Pleasure.
We've Grant,
seen you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks,
you
Grant.
Always great to have you here.
Heard a lot about your work.
Ro, can you do your impersonation of Grant one more time?
No, I can't. He's looking at me.
Make me sound more like General Patton.
Please.
Hey, all right, so I need to lock you down for 2023 and 2025. Eric's going to do 21 and 22.
I think I sound more like Arlie Ermey.
You do?
In your mind.
Yeah, that's exactly what you sound like. All right, again, gatewaygreen.org, right?
Yes.
All right, that's where you get all the stuff. And if you want the potato chips for all your family, send them to everybody in the world because it will change. This could change. Actually, you know what we do? We could solve hunger if we could just send these potato chips all over the world.
It's a great gift.
HarryCarries.com. All right, let us now check in. Kim's got the news coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Ro, the Trump campaign is cashing in on Sharpiegate. We'll bring you the latest coming up.
I'm getting my perspective. In the bitter cold, save my soul, save my soul. From where you stand, I don't feel so old. Save my soul, save my soul.
That's Kevin Molesky, singer, songwriter, guitar badass. Finger guitar badass is what he is right there. It's a very specific art, actually. Kevin's been playing in Chicago and around the country, actually, for I don't want to say how long, but for a while.
Long time.
Yep. And you've won all kinds of awards. You've been, you're very, very respected as specifically for your style, too, because that finger guitar thing, as opposed to a pick guitar, there are some. Whether it's Dave Matthews or Mark Knopfler or any of the, it's a really unique thing. And in the guitar world, that makes you the fighter pilots.
I like that.
Yeah. So it's pretty great. Why did you decide to do that as opposed to the sort of standard style?
I think it started off where one of my biggest influences was James Taylor. And I love the sound that he got. And I learned one of his songs to find out that he had a, it sounded like more than one guitar part, and it was two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized how much, as I got older, I realized how much money I could save by not having a bass player and a rhythm guitarist. So I just said, forget about that. I'll just go ahead and play it all myself.
Yeah, just me.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Yeah, no, but it does. It really, it's a very It's tough, though. I marvel at that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mark Knopfler was just in town over the weekend, and I went to go see him, and he had 10 people with him, but to create that sort of Dire Straits big sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just watching him work the guitar, you're like, how is that happening?
Yeah. It's amazing. He blows my mind. He's definitely one of those ones you watch and you go, did that just happen?
Right. It's not even possible. But it's got to be. So I imagine in your world, I mean, it's the people are doing the same thing with you. Like, whoa, wait. How did that? Because you are making it sound like there's more than just you.
Oh, I appreciate that for sure. Yeah, I think, a lot of people do like it. I just need them to like it more than five people at a time.
There you go. That's the way I look at it. Yeah, right? That's my bumper sticker.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do some music here because tonight, actually, you're going right from here to a show.
Yeah.
You're going to be at Big Iron Horse in Barrington tonight.
Right.
205 Park Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an 8:30 show. We've got the WGN helicopter ready to wing you out there.
Oh, that'd be great.
So don't worry about it.
I'd rather not use my 10 ride if I don't have to.
Although if there's a little bit of moisture in the air, the helicopter doesn't go up. There's a whole thing.
Well,
I don't know.
Could have tried.
Might have to walk. All right. KevinMalesky.com, by the way, if you want to. And at Twitter, Kevin Malesky, Facebook, Kevin. It's Malesky Music, right, on Facebook?
Right.
All right. What do you want to play for us?
The first song I'm going to play is called The Strength in These Hands.
All right.
It's a song I wrote and donating all the proceeds from it. So it's available on my website to purchase as well.
All right. Where is it? What are the proceeds going to?
Part of it's going to Angelina's song. And another one is going to the American Cancer Society.
Excellent.
So
here we go. Right. Kevin Malesky, Strength in These Hands.
So we never spoke how I would know you were here. Be a songs, be in light, be in whispers in my ears. Calm comes to the ones who love the most, with the strongest of convictions and the quietness of a ghost. But I will not pretend I know the pain of every man. I placed all my faith in God, oh, in hopes there is a plan. But I'm leading my life the very best way that I can, with the songs in my heart and the strength in these hands. Well, I've opened up boxes and read the notes inside. I've conjured up old memories and I've gone back in time. And I remember the days back when I was just a boy. I'd always find the little things that always brought me joy. But I will not pretend I know the pain of every man. I placed all my faith in God, oh, in hopes there is a plan. But I'm leading my life the very best way that I can, with the songs in my heart and the strength in these hands. Still alone on an island, ocean waves washing everything away. I won't forget you, I wouldn't if I could, but I cleared the room where you once played. This is not the end, and this day will never come. We're in this life together until again we're one. And just know that every morning that I wake, be thankful every minute that makes up every day. But I will not pretend I know the pain of every man. I placed all my faith in God, oh, in hopes there is a plan. Oh, Lord, I'm leading my life the very best way that I can, with the songs in my heart and the strength in these hands. The songs in my heart and the strength in these hands.
Kevin Malesky, wow. Strength in These Hands.
Thank you.
That's a beautiful song.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got some, you know, your name is Molesky, but you got a lot of Irish influence in what's going on.
Oh,
it does
I love,
sound that way.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. That's a huge compliment. I just love all kinds of music. You know, there's obviously some that I don't like that just don't fit, but you know, bluegrass influences, Irish, more bluegrass.
Right. There's bluegrass, Irish, and then there's bluegrass.
Yeah, country and Western.
Isn't it amazing how bluegrass, now we're calling it Americana.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why we must call it that as opposed to bluegrass, but I guess bluegrass has an older connotation. But that's the whole movement now, is that sort of singer-songwriter, American roots music.
Yeah, and I think it's great. It's nice to hear people learning how to play their darn instruments again, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I think it's going to come back. I think it's going to take off, just like I think the internet will.
So I think that I can see why you didn't sell that particular song to NSYNC. I can see exactly why that happened.
Well, yeah, they tried.
Yeah.
You know, they just couldn't get the parts right.
Or to, what is it, BTK?
Backstreet Boys?
No, what's the K-pop?
Oh, God.
those guys that are like, they just had to leave the road because the Korean band, boy band.
Yeah.
Right, that they just had to leave the road because they had now worked 1,000 straight days, two shows per day, BTS.
Wow.
And their parents were still mad at them for being slackers.
I'm lucky if I get two shows in a week.
Right. You know? And it was like, they have to leave the, and then there was like a discussion about whether they should be executed when they got back to Korea because they weren't working hard enough.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Don't they have a word for like working yourself to death?
Yes. Well, the Japanese have that.
That's it.
Yes. Yeah. But the Koreans are right there. Right there.
Wow.
Those are the guys who went up to Kim Jong-un. Didn't they play? I think they played up in Pyongyang. Which was like the first.
Well, they're South Koreans, but they.
Right, but they went up to the North Korean.
Oh, that's right.
To go do that. So, anyway, I don't know what that has to do with Kevin Molesky. Because that's not his music.
They're good friends.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
I'm writing with them. Yeah. We're working on a couple things.
You grew up in Chicago, and so, or how long were you here? I'm just wondering what kind of you listen to here.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, I was born in New Jersey. And then moved here at the end of seventh grade and stuff. So mm-hmm. basically, yeah, Chicago, but I still call it soda. You know, there's all those little nuances.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, who do I listen to? Is that?
Yeah, growing up, like, who did you listen to? Because you don't hear bluegrass. You don't hear a lot of that, I don't know, years ago.
Yeah. Well, my mother was a musician, and my father was also he and I were both DJs at one point, radio DJs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was commercial DJ in Hawaii. And so all these.
Oh, so we had access to everything.
Yeah, access to the best pot, I can tell you that right. Okay.
Well, I don't know why he left. So, you know, we don't know what happened there. But the but the records came with him, so I was really exposed to that a lot.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
Yeah, my parents were big on music, and it was always in our house. And
wow.
So everything, awesome. I mean, you know, Cat Stevens, Led Zeppelin, I mean, we were all over the board.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, I think the only thing I didn't really grasp right away was the Beatles and the Grateful Dead, which was funny.
That is funny,
yeah.
Especially given the guitar work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel foolish about that. I didn't give it a good shot. You know, the Beatles album that I was looking at was the White Album, and I'm like, you didn't even have time to do artwork,
right? Well, it's interesting about the White Album was so experimental that it they were really trying to spread their wings. So if you take it in order,
mm-hmm.
that's what if you want to teach your kids about the Beatles, take them from the, you know, coming to America and then through the entire experience. There are a bunch of documentaries about it that'll teach your way through it, because it's amazing what they did. Well, and the White Album is, you know, after George Harrison went off and the Maharishi, and the next thing you know, they're on LSD and they're like, hey, let's just do this.
Yeah.
Let's see what we can do. All right. We're going to give Kevin some LSD, and then we're going to see what it sounds like on the other side.
Great.
Stay
great,
right here. Yeah. Don't anybody move. Let's check in with Kim. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
Ro, even though swim season is officially over, you need to still stay out of the water. We'll tell you why coming up.
Catch Living Healthy Chicago this Saturday at 9 a.m. Learn about the struggles and successes of everyday Chicagoans with health and fitness. Living Healthy Saturday at 9 a.m. on WGN-TV.
Kevin Molesky is with us, and he's going to play for you right now. He's going to, tonight, 8:30. I don't know how he's going to get there, but he's going to get there. Big Iron Horse Barbecue in Barrington. This is a great singer-songwriter right here.
He is.
And I want to thank Bill Malone, our engineer, for always making these things sound great out of Studio G. And I know that, Kevin, you want to shout out someone here.
Ed.
Wait, and, hold on. Let's start that over again, because I had you off.
Oh, that's okay.
Go ahead.
I'm a dad, and I have two beautiful daughters, Aspen and Autumn, and my wife, Brittany. I just wanted to say hi, and I love you, and I'll see you in the morning, because Daddy's got to go to a gig right away.
Sweet. How old are they, Kevin? How old are they?
Seven. Aspen's seven, and Autumn's two.
Young.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's busy. He got to get to that gig, kids. Right, because this thing ain't paying. Yeah, you better get out there.
I need people to listen.
Yeah.
There'll be a tip jar.
Right, exactly. Please take care of Kevin Molesky tonight. All right, what are you going to play for us?
This song is called I Used To. It's a story about realizing that I'm really getting older and things hurt like they never did before.
Take it away.
So, thanks for having me, guys. I used to wear white underwear, but now I don't. I used to drive my car too fast, but now I won't. I used to play my tunes too loud while exploring Sonic Bliss. I used to have cassette tapes for sale and compact discs. Well, there's lots of things I used to do that I don't. Lots of things I want to do, but I won't. Getting gray has made me say some things I might regret someday. The list is long, a part's gone wrong. The things I used to do. Used to climb on everything and I used to get real high. I used to have a memory, but I used to get real high. And I used to play my songs too loud, used to bang at night. I used to call my friends up too late that night. Well, there's lots of things I used to do that I don't. Lots of things I want to do, but I won't. And getting gray has made me say some things I might regret someday. The list is long, the part's gone wrong. The things I used to do. Now I used to stop at Taco Bell. When I used to play all night, but now that causes indigestion and pain, gastrointestinal fights. I used to never worry about orthopedic shoes and socks. I used to walk around in bedroom slippers, even down in the Bronx. I used to never worry about spending all my time. I think about retiring and it's gonna be a while. Well, there's lots of things I used to do, but I don't. Lots of things I want to do, but I won't. Getting gray has made me say some things I might regret someday. The list is long, the part's gone wrong. The things I used to do. I got a kink in my neck and a snap in my knees, and I pull a muscle every time I sneeze. The list is long, the part's gone wrong. No things I used to do.
That's Kevin Molesky. See him tonight in Barrington. Kim Gordon's got the WGN News right now.